If passed, Amendment 4 would change the way local governments are allowed to assess property taxes in several ways. And those complex changes have Tallahassee Mayor John Marks worried.
The explanation is 17 pages long. That in and of itself should send a signal.
The short version is this. First, people buying a home for the first time would get a property tax exemption worth half of the house's value. That would gradually phase out over 5 years. Second, for people who own commercial properties, rentals, or second homes, there'd be a stricter limit on how much their assessed values could increase from year to year. And third, lawmakers would be allowed to get rid of something called recapture, which lets taxable home values rise even while market values fall. All of these are essentially tax breaks. But, Mayor Mark says, Amendment 4 would cut off revenue for counties and cities that are already having trouble maintaining service levels.
I don't think we would have a choice at the local level but to seek other sources of revenue, which would include, of course, raising taxes. And I know that our citizens are not in favor of that.
An analysis by the Florida Association of Counties shows Leon County taxing districts would lose about $18 million in revenue over the next 4 years. And that's after falling property values have already led the county commission to raise its property tax rate this year. But Stephen Lockheim, executive director of the Tallahassee Board of Realtors, says Amendment 4 would boost the economy. He says the 1,100 realtors he represents and realtors all over the state support the amendment because a tax exemption for first-time buyers should encourage more people to buy homes.
There's a lot of economic activity from that, including people buying new window dressing and a lot of times new furniture, and the exponential increase in economic activity from a house sale is pretty large.
Lockheim points to an analysis by the nonpartisan research group Florida Tax Watch. It projects 320,000 new homes bought over 10 years and an accompanying 19,000 jobs created in construction and related industries. But another research group, the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities, says the Florida Tax Watch analysis fails to consider the amount local governments might raise taxes in response to the lost revenue. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.